You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City was named a top 20 summer travel destination in the country yesterday. Due in part to the price of three-star hotels, also has one of the shortest duration of cheap flights available. My boyfriend's going to be coming to visit in, another week or so? Got a list of places to take them. Nelson Atkins on that list. Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Of course, we got to go on an award tour of all the barbecue places.
I'll be driving the bus for that.
You're not invited.
I'm inviting myself. I will be the... y'all need a chaperone, so I will be chaperoning y'all. Taking you to all the hot spots. Give you a little sample of what the barbecue capital has to offer.
Also, I'm going to go to the zoo for the first time.
Oh.
I've never been to Kansas City Zoo.
I did actually did an appreciation party for them this past winter. And it's really nice in the zoo. It is.
Go
to the IMAX. The big old theater with the big old screen. Yes.
What would you also put on that list of places folks just have to visit when they come to Kansas City?
You said the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, right?
Yes.
I would try to visit the Chiefs. They have a Hall of Fame exhibit. You could see that. See some of the old AFL artifacts they have.
Oh, okay. Put that down.
Liberty Memorial. Chiefs. Probably want to visit that.
Okay, I've never been to the Liberty Memorial before.
Memorial. You mentioned the other day the Truman Library.
Mm-hmm.
You can take them there. Take them to every establishment on 18th and Vine. Definitely do that.
For sure.
Power and Light District. Got to go there.
Okay.
Other than that, I can't really think of too much else. That should be enough, though. That's a full weekend. Right
oh, yeah. There. They're only going to be here for, Friday to Sunday, so.
Oh, and the Brian B. Shining exhibit, too. You should go see that.
It's still open?
Oh, yeah, it's open. Stay open all the time.
No, I didn't know. I thought they shut it down.
No, they haven't, all right?
Oh, okay.
Well, make sure you let us know how it went. And,
I won't.
And what... Why not?
It's my business.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
22 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny skies. Clear 72 right now. And KCK, Shay, what's poppin'?
Did you know Death Row Records is still out here doing business?
Nah, I had no clue.
Me either. On yesterday, singer K. Michelle took to her socials to say that she will be releasing her next single on Death Row Records.
Oh, man. Okay.
In the picture, she's rocking a Death Row hoodie and then captioned, "Guess who's releasing a record on Death Row?
This finna be a breeze."
Call me a crazy lady, but I've always wanted to be a part of Death Row.
Crazy, all right.
I used to wear my Tupac shirt my mama bought me and rap and sing. Ha! Do anything you want.
I'm trying to find out who's in charge of it now.
On the roster? I heard nobody say Death Row unless they were talking about prison in a long time.
I can't see.
Mm.
I don't know. I know they went through like a whole bankruptcy thing and then Harry O. He was the one that was really in charge of it. And yeah, so I don't know.
Wendy Williams has decided to dissolve the Hunter Foundation. Girlfriend don't want no parts of that ex-husband. Well, soon to be ex-husband, Kevin Hunter.
What was the foundation about?
Oh, they did a lot of, even recently, they put out that substance abuse phone number. They've been sending people to treatment. They've been really doing a lot for the community.
Maybe she should just rename it or something, or take it to another level with something else or something.
I'm pretty sure she's gonna do something else, but I ain't mad. Dissolve it. Yeah, anything that got his name on it must be burned.
Yeah, you gotta separate yourself from that.
It's gotta be burned.
Toxic.
It's the only way you can move on.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
So Taylor Swift was on Ellen DeGeneres yesterday, and Ellen asked her if she washes her legs when she bathes. And Taylor Swift said, "I do when I shave my legs, cause shaving cream is like soap, right?"
And when you not, y'all don't shave your legs every day, right?
No, but okay. I mean, that's not soap. That's shaving cream.
That ain't soap. You're right. Maybe she said, maybe she meant she washed them like before and then she shaved it. Did she mean
all I can
like
go
that?
On what she said. And what she said was, when she takes a shower and shave her legs, that's when she puts shaving cream on. And isn't that soap? So that would be no.
No. That's trifling as a matter.
There's a lot of people. I think I saw a survey that said 30% of the people out there do not wash their legs when they take a shower. So you're not clean.
You ain't clean. And that goes to show that you need to watch who you surround yourself with and watch out whose food you're eating. Because everybody don't have the same, you know, hygiene as you. Because that's nasty.
I hear a lot of people don't even use wash rags, too.
What you mean they don't use no wash? What do you wash with? How do you wash?
You put the soap or the body wash in their hand and just, you
on your
know,
hand?
Friction
so
style.
You, so, your hand?
Friction style.
What you mean friction style? That don't... You're not going to accept me this morning? It's not you that's upsetting me. It's how do you wash yourself without a wash rag? I don't get it.
Hey, you know, I don't make the news. I just report it.
So... I don't even want to contemplate none of that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad. I need to talk about this whole leg situation because I don't understand. If you're washing the top of your body, and that is with using a washcloth, is the dirt not running down to your legs and feet? I mean, I don't understand. You should wash your legs. Legs get dirt on them, too. If you mow the grass, you're not going to go wash your legs. Mm.
Anything that got skin on it that's on your body needs to be washed.
With
period.
A towel.
All right.
That's where I'm at. And shout out to Miss Cindy, because I ain't heard from her.
She was at our listener appreciation party Tuesday at Elevate. You would have had a chance to meet her. She had on fishnet stockings and no bra. She was trying to entice Brian.
No, she wasn't.
And it was working. I
no,
saw him.
Working.
He kept staring at her over there in the corner.
Shout out to Miss Cindy from Topeka.
That's right.
I was trying to figure out what that monstrosity was.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, yesterday we talked about Alabama and their decision to virtually ban all abortions in the state. Of course, Georgia is looking at the same thing. And here in Missouri, we talked about a bill that they're presenting to the Senate that would ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. Well, it looks as though the Missouri Senate has passed that bill that we talked about.
Wow.
However, they needed another vote of approval in the GOP-led House before it can go before Republican Governor Mike Parson. Now, he's already voiced his support for this bill. So in the foreseeable future, if things go the way the Republicans want, then women in Missouri will no longer be able to get abortions past 8 weeks.
Not the smartest thing to do, in my opinion, Shay. As I stated yesterday, I believe that women should have control of their bodies. And then you brought up a great point in the black market of abortions.
Abortions happened way before Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is there will be more of them being done in hotels and mm-hmm. back rooms places, and that will endanger
right.
people's lives. I've got a solution. We should just, at the age of 13, have all young men have vasectomies, and then there'll be no more abortions that will need to be had. Dr. Ian Smith is in here. He's laughing, but if that sounds ridiculous, then it sounds ridiculous for men to be able to tell women what they need to do with their bodies.
That's why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because I've never heard that approach before, but people should say that and see if they respond. All those male governors who are running this stuff, see if they respond the same way about that.
You know how they gonna respond.
Vasectomies are reversible, so it's not like
that's right.
You won't be able to redo it.
This is a big issue, and people need to be more active about it. These guys have been waiting for a long time to do this. I'm telling you, they've been waiting for that right court mix, the Supreme Court mix. That's why everyone's doing it now. By the way, it's not coincidental. Everyone knew the minute he put those two guys on the court that this was going to happen. And you know, this is why people have to think down the road, not just kind of contemporary. This is why this is such a big issue. Kavanaugh, all these guys, that was a big issue because of all the things now that they can overturn. I mean, I'm disappointed in a lot of people who kind of say things but are not active. You got to be active. You got to be out there. You got to get people to vote. All these different things. This is the culmination of that, by the way. And now this is a real challenge of Roe versus. I mean, in my whole lifetime, the biggest challenge ever to Roe versus Wade. Mm, ever.
Wow.
This is serious. And like you said, what this is going to do, people are still going to get abortions. What this is going to do is people are going to go to back alleys like they did in the old days. People are going to get sick. They're going to die. It's going to be all kinds of mayhem. This is not the way to do it. It's not.
Yeah. You got a new book, Clean and Lean?
Yes.
Yes. We're going to be talking about that and getting your body right coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with Dr. Ian Smith.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Birthday Cash continues on. Get some folks qualified this hour to win $1,000 tomorrow.
Giving away little Boosie tickets.
Yes, sir. $1,000, you can get yourself a new wardrobe. In 30 days, I could be down 15 pounds with Dr. Ian Smith's new book, Clean and Lean.
Ooh.
I like how you said that.
Clean and Lean.
Clean and Lean. Come on, y'all. Let's get it going. Come on, KC. Nah, this is a great book. I'm excited. Up to 15 pounds in 30 days. First five people to hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram is at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. First five people hit me up this morning, follow me, hit me up, sending you a copy of Clean and Lean. Remember, the first five, though. So you got to mention the show when you DM me. But get to typing. Clean and Lean. Get ready.
We always love to have you on the show. Not only are you a guru when it comes to health and weight loss, but you're also a guru when it comes to other things as well. You know, earlier we were talking about the abortion issue.
Yeah.
And it's just sad the way things are going right now.
People got to stand up. You got to take control. One of my early books is called The Take Control Diet. Sometimes in life, you got to take control.
Mm.
You got to say, enough is enough. I'm taking control. And that's what we have to do more of. That's what I hope to empower people, not just with health and fitness. Obviously, that's my forte, but just in life. I mean, this is a microcosm of how life is. You got to just take control and say, enough is enough. So today, someone listening is going to take control of their life and say, no more. I'm going to eat better and move better. Do Clean and Lean. Lose 15 pounds in 30 days.
I've got some questions. I know Brian's got some questions. Mm-hmm. Can you stick around a little bit?
Absolutely. I'm here.
On the way at 7:38.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny skies. Right now, you're mostly sunny at 71 in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Ralph Tresvant, member of New Edition, is 51 today. I thought you would go with Sensitivity.
You know, I had to come different. I know you like to be different.
What am I gonna do?
Rapper Special Ed is 47 today.
This is your boy right here.
Hey.
I'm your idol, the highest title.
Numero uno, I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I speak it so that you know.
Showing your age, fam. You
hey, right. You know what I'm saying? It's still tight and all right over here, baby. Believe that.
Uh-huh. Get to the queen.
Singer and actress, the incomparable Janet Jackson.
My baby.
Is 53 today.
Looking good.
I'm trying to tell
looking
you.
Looking better than a check. Let's go, Janet. Come on.
There's something I want to tell you.
Yes, Lord. Tell me, baby.
Oh, goodness.
Happy birthday to
feel dirty.
Happy birthday to my dog, Big Reese, too. Happy birthday, fam, and everybody born on May 16th.
The numbers are in for Beyoncé's Homecoming special that aired on Netflix. Looks like 1.1 million U.S. viewers with an average per minute audience of 828,000 on the launch date itself, April 17th.
Good Lord.
Making it the highest record with a 55% black viewership during the first 7 days of its release. It was also broke a record at Netflix for the most watched original... What do they call it? Like original content or whatever? Okay. Yeah.
Man, hey, that's the queen, right? The king and the queen, Beyoncé.
I love it. You know, hey, I already did this concert. Everybody live streamed it when I did it. But here, give me $300 million to put it on your platform. Everybody's already seen it, though. But I got to come up with something like that. I can be like, here.
Well, I mean, Beyoncé is interesting. You know, you don't often get a peek inside, you know, how her regimen is and how she practices and all of that stuff. So it was good to see that.
This is true. Yeah. You even admitted you learned something from it.
Oh, I did. I definitely did. And I have the utmost respect for her work ethic.
Yes, sir. Okay, it's been 5 years since Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian broke up. But the NBA star is still thinking about how he wishes that he could have changed things with her. Mm. He's got a new memoir called Darkness to Light. Mm. And in it, you know, he talked about cheating on her and the cocaine. And he says he has a sexual addiction. He had over 2,000 partners.
That's too, he need to go
Dr.
see
Dr. E. Smith is just right. Totally flabbergasted by that number.
He need to go see you, fam.
You're doing something with your mouth.
I don't know. He probably regretted saying she smelled like earring backs, too.
He did not say that.
Yes,
that was not from a credible site, Brian. You know that was not a credible site that said that.
It's in print, right?
So, but it's not credible.
Okay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New York Times bestselling author Dr. Ian Smith. In the building.
My dog.
Brand new book, Clean and Lean. 30 days, 30 foods, a new you.
That's right. This is time to get going, y'all. Time to get it in. This book is basically clean eating meets intermittent fasting. So clean eating is reducing processed ingredients. And then intermittent fasting is periods of eating with periods of fasting, not starvation. So people shouldn't get all nervous about it. But you put those two programs together and 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It actually equals 3. So the average weight loss is, look at you. The average weight loss is up to 15 pounds in 30 days. Mm. People have said it's the most effective plan I've ever done because the weight loss is so, it's so easy. The foods are easy. They're affordable. Every day is spelled out for you. We got a Facebook group called Cleaner Get Leaner. Cleaner Get Leaner. Join that group. 27,000 people are doing it. We had a guy in the group who played professional football, got cut because he was overweight, lost 50 pounds, and I was just on Steve Harvey 2 days ago. He actually just got signed by the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Yeah.
TJ right?
Barnes. TJ Barnes. So, yeah, check it out. It's a fun program. Like I said, it's easy. It's affordable. Everyone can do it. Vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, carnivore, diabetic, doesn't matter. It's so flexible. You can swap meals in and out, foods in and out. So people really like it, clean and lean.
You have a list of foods that you can go get. So you can actually prepare for this all week. And I'm one, I like to blend my foods. I like to blend my vegetables and fruits, and I bring them in, and Shay looks at me in disgust because she doesn't like it like that. But with my lifestyle, I'm on the go all the time, so that's a way to get my fruits and vegetables in. For people who don't like to blend and don't like to mix their fruits and vegetables, what ways would you have of trying to get those in when you're on the go all the time?
Yeah, well, the good thing now is a lot of fast food places actually have salads, and they have good, healthy food now. It may not be exactly how you imagine it, but for example, you go to a fast food restaurant, you can almost always get a salad and put some protein on it. Some chicken, some fish, always have protein, keeps your blood sugar levels nice and stable. But the availability now of convenient foods that are healthier than when we grew up is very widespread. So people who are doing this are busy people, truck drivers do this, people on limited income, you know, they can't afford to buy all this fancy food, they can do this. I really wrote this book for the everyday person. Busy, limited income, income and you want to change your life. And, you know, people are dropping blood sugars, coming off diabetes medications, lowering blood pressure. I mean, Clean and Lean is a program. And I was surprised by it, by the way. I didn't know it was going to be so successful. But when people started doing it, and, you know, one lady from Canada, for example, you know, put in the Facebook group 13 pounds in 11 days. You know, and these are regular people. They don't have trainers. They don't have, you know, gourmet chefs. These are like us, everyday people.
The intermittent fasting is what actually caught my attention. I downloaded this book for $29.99 right here about intermittent fasting. I haven't started reading it yet, so I guess I should just put it to the side and clean, and, clean lean. And lean.
Intermittent fasting, real fast, is this. Intermittent fasting is when you choose a window that you're going to have all your meals and snacks. So in Clean and Lean, you get three meals, three snacks. You choose a window. You may choose to eat, start eating at 10 a.m. all the way to 8 p.m. So that's your feeding window or your fueling window. Then from 8 p.m. to 10 a.m. is your fasting window. And during your fast, you cannot eat food calories, because during your fast, your body is breaking down your fat for energy. Fat is a storage form of energy. So for those 12 hours, your body is breaking down fat. So you're dropping fat percentage and you're dropping weight. Now, you can still have black coffee with a splash of organic milk, herbal tea, and water. But think about it. If you sleep 7 hours, you're already fasting for 7 hours. We're just adding 3 hours to you. So maybe an hour and a half before you go to sleep, an hour and a half after you get up. And also, intermittent fasting actually attacks your belly fat. So it's scientifically proven to attack your belly fat. So IF is popular. It's good for you. It reduces inflammation, reduces insulin resistance. It's good for asthmatic symptoms. So when you take clean eating, which is getting rid of all that processed ingredients, all those bad things, and you combine it with intermittent fasting, boom, through the window. Results are through the window.
All right, Dr. Ian Smith, I'm joining the group right now.
Cleaner, get leaner.
Try Clean and Lean, and I'll hit you up and let you know how it worked out.
That's right. Hit me up on Instagram, by the way, at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. First five to hit me up, we'll get a copy of Clean and Lean. If you don't get it, it's available everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. And Amazon's like 40% off. Or go to your library and get it. How about that? No, I'm serious. Go, if you can't afford it, go to the library. I just want you to get the program, because right. The results are just amazing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ian Smith, for coming on. Always a friend of the show.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, y'all. Always good to see you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Thirsty Thursday, back at it.
Woo!
Be shining on the ones and twos tonight. Casey Daiquiri Shop.
Boy, they got this daiquiri. It's like pineapple and strawberry, and then they put some of that watermelon Ciroc in there. Oh, Lord. Come get you one tonight, y'all.
For real, though. What's the hours?
5 to 9. It's absolutely free. Just be 21.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could try out my Boston accent at Thirsty Thursday tonight.
Ah, the guy.
It was listed as the second sexiest American accent.
What?
They've got a list of sexy American accents.
The guy.
Boston came in at number 2. And the number 1 accent on the list was Texas?
Texas? Okay. All I hear with a Texas accent is just countryness. That's all I hear. Is there anything else that's specific to?
No.
No?
Just the drawl, you know.
I couldn't even do a Texas accent if I tried. You can do 2 of them, though. You can do a New York. Where did New York come in at?
I really like, 3.
Okay, I really like a New York accent. And you can do Atlanta real well. I don't know. Are they on there?
No.
No? Atlanta definitely has their own accent now. Ooh, you know what's the worst? A Florida accent.
Yeah.
We coming bike.
Yeah.
They spell back, B-Y-K-E, bike.
St. Louis actually made the list, coming in at number 9. Yeah.
It was a young lady. She's in charge. She's like a college preparatory person at Ruskin. Shyla Berman? No, that's not her name. Anyway, but she was like, y'all need to come over her. Word. It is so funny how St. Louis people do that. What's another one? They got a California accent on there?
That was number 10, okay. But they don't really have an accent to me at all.
Oh, they definitely do. Like how they pronounce 5, like 5. I need 5 on pump 10, cuz.
That's, I think there has to be a distinction between
like hood, California,
thank
and
you.
Then the
yes. So what's the and level? I don't think they're including the hood piece. This
probably not. But that's how I go about the accents. Like, somebody, like, let me get $5, Buster. Like, I know that's like Kansas City, California. I know what that is off the bat. Wow, that's interesting. Kansas City ain't on there, are we?
Oh no,
yeah,
honey.
We ain't really got one.
Oh no,
the hood does, but the regular folk don't.
So we've got a special guest that is going to be coming up at 8:08. They've got a wonderful event for kids. It's absolutely free with the Kansas Rush Soccer Club. If you've been looking to expose your kids into a sport, this is a wonderful way to get them moving.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I know you love the NFL. I know you are a diehard football fan, but the football that the majority of the world is talking about is soccer.
You know, Playmaker tries to get me into soccer a lot.
It's literally the number one sport in the world. A free soccer clinic is happening this weekend, brought to you by the Kansas Rush Soccer Club. We've got the executive director, Dauda Conte, with us on the show.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Well, let's talk about soccer. You told me off air you've been kicking around the ball since you were 5 years old.
Yes, it's a beautiful sport. I got introduced by my brothers. So I grew up in a soccer family, 11 of us. All of us play soccer. And I fell in love with the game. And since then, I've been playing, and I love it still.
Soccer has literally taken him into professional sports where he's paid to kick that soccer ball around.
I was very fortunate and to play in a professional level, and also had a chance to travel everywhere in the world and play with a lot of different people, and I gained a lot of friends from different countries and different places. So soccer has been very good to me, and I want to share that love and the passion I had for the game to the, you know, in a urban area, so I can help those young kids to experience what I experienced.
Tell us exactly what's going to be going on at this two-hour free clinic coming up this weekend.
So we are bringing Kansas Rush coaches and also our players to come in to have a lot of different drill, which is passing, receiving, shooting, a lot of fun stuff, and including speed and agility as well. So we're looking forward to a fun day.
So this weekend, the weather is set to be perfect for an outdoor soccer clinic with the Kansas Rush. And the first 103 attendees will receive a free Soccer First t-shirt and a soccer ball.
Yes, and a water bottle as well. So with the Gatorade water bottle, we're fortunate Gatorade give us some water bottle to give to the young kids.
The ages of 9 to 14, this is a basic introduction into soccer skills. So if you've been looking to involve your kids in something, particularly in the summertime when kids tend to gain a little bit of weight because of inactivity, this is something that they can be a part of and possibly travel the world like you did one day if they get good, right?
And that's our goal, you know, to expose the game to those young kids who never had that exposure and maybe find a future, you know, future start in those areas. And it's for girls and boys, by the way, U9 to U14 girls and boys. There's no registration, so they just show up, and we have forms at the tent, so they just fill out the forms and we give them a balls and t-shirt and they go play and have fun.
It's going down at Lincoln Square, East 8th Street and Myrtle Avenue in KC Mo. Shout out to the Kansas Rush Soccer Club. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us and talking about this event.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny right now. You're mostly sunny at 74 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Were you aware that Death Row Records was still out here putting out music?
Not until you just said it.
Man, apparently they still working. And K. Michelle is their new signee.
Wow. Well, that matches.
She went to her social media on yesterday rocking a Death Row Records hoodie and captioned the picture with, "Guess who's releasing a record on Death Row?"
Well, congratulations to her. Death Row is, they're owned by E1.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. And think about it. Death Row, they own all of the masters, so she can go back and sample whatever she wants without, you know, a lot of payment from those classic Death Row records.
Wow. She went on to say, call me a crazy lady, but I've always wanted to be a part of Death Row. I used to wear my Tupac shirt my mother bought me and rap and sing. Do anything you want.
For all my youngins, if you think about, what's the record label that Migos and them assigned to?
The Coach K, Quality Control.
Yeah, Quality Control. You think about what Quality Control is now. Death Row was that times 10 back in the day. So it's a big move.
Just getting reports that YFN Lucci's car was allegedly shot up during a drive-by last week in Atlanta. He has a red G-Wagon. They said it was covered with bullet holes after the shooting.
There's so many rappers that have been involved in some shootings lately in the past couple weeks.
Just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was watching The Ellen Show, and she had Taylor Swift on. And a lot of folks have been taking polls and asking folks if they wash their legs while showering. I don't know where
Why
this is coming from. I don't know. But apparently 30% of the people responded that they don't wash their legs when they shower.
What?
So Ellen asked Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift says that I do when I shave my legs because shaving cream is like soap, right?
No, it's not. It's shaving cream. With soap, you have things that wash away the dirtiness. Shaving cream don't wash away nothing. That's nasty.
That's lazy beyond belief if you can't bend down and wash your legs and your feet. So that means you're not washing your feet.
The devil will show its face whenever it presents itself, all right?
Is that of Satan?
Yes. Cleanliness is next to what?
Godliness.
Thank you. Dirtiness is next to the
Satan.
The evil. Exactly.
Beelzebub.
Yes. We curse
Lucifer.
You. Taylor Smith, we curse you. Okay.
The abominable one.
That's Taylor Smith Swift.
Don't you do her like that. She's
Whatever.
Been through enough.
Hey, Beyonce had the best video of all time.
I'm going to let you speak.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.